Welcome to the Virtual Publicist Podcast. This is your one-stop shop online source to everything PR with your host, Candice Nicole. As an award-winning PR pro with over 15 years of experience, Candice will be providing PR tips and advice, along with hosting industry interviews and sharing PR news, trends, and more. This is destined to become your favorite new biz podcast. Now here's your host, Candice Nicole.
Hey guys, Candice Nicole here, and thank you so much for tuning into episode 14 of the Virtual Publicist Podcast. This is your new favorite biz podcast where we will speak on everything PR, plus some marketing, branding, and social media tips. If you don't already, please make sure to follow us at The Virtual Publicist on Instagram to stay in the loop on new episodes, offers, and more. I am the founder and CEO of Candice Nicole Public Relations, and we are an award-winning boutique PR agency. I've been a pro for 15 years and operating CNPR full-time for 7 years and with the team for the last 3 years. I look forward to providing you the tools and resources surrounding PR and much, much more. So, in the last episode, I had the pleasure to speak with co-founder and COO of One Pitch, Jared Martin, and One Pitch marketing manager, Kendall Aldridge. One Pitch exists to change the way journalists and publicists connect, as they want to make sure that it's done meaningfully with one another. Ultimately, they want to be able to assist journalists with finding the right media pitch. In return, the publicist is able to connect with the right journalists, right? We touch base on who their platform is for, what do they predict in the future, and where One Pitch will be going in 2023. It truly was a great episode, and it will never get old hearing about new platforms, especially in this PR space, that can better assist those in PR or those who have to DIY for the time being. However, if this is your first time hearing the podcast, after listening to this episode, of course, please go back and check out our other 13 episodes. You will not be disappointed, as it is full of value and some great dialogue. In this new episode, it will be just me, folks. Okay? I know that we have been having some guests the past episodes, and you're like, oh, this is everything and then some. But for this one, I just wanted to hopefully keep it at like the 15, 20 minute mark. And I am speaking on It's More Than a Media Interview. Yes, you heard that right. It is more than a media interview. Yep, I can already see, yes, through the airwaves, you guys, that some of your faces are just like very confused. You guys know, like the emoji with the big eyes. You're like, what is going on here? I can see that your faces are doing that because here's the thing. When you think about PR, you want to hire someone. It's, I want to be in the media. I want to be in People Magazine. I want to be in Time. I want to be, you know, in The Griot, whatever media publication that is for you, right? But the main question you're asking yourself is, well, then why are you, you know, telling me that I need PR? Because you're saying that it's more than a media interview, right? Yes. PR will assist with securing media interviews to amplify your voice and the work that you're doing. But it's more than being seen in the morning news and being featured in your favorite media publication, right? It's about having someone on your team you can trust. I'll say that again. It's about having someone on your team that you can trust, who has your best interests at heart, who is looking outside of the box of what normal visibility would be. And what I mean by normal in quotes is, you know, the media interviews, and much, much more of what they bring to the table. So I want to get into it. This is going to be a really great conversation. I definitely want you guys to send us a message. If you, you know, message us on at the Virtual Publicist on Instagram, or if you're connected with our PR agency at Candice Nicole PR, please definitely message us after you listen to this episode, or tweet us. We love that too. And let us know what your feelings are, what you think, rather if you are an entrepreneur, if, you know, you're a publicist and you're like, oh, thank you so much for highlighting that, Candice. Let us know. So let's get into the deep of the conversation. So also, these are not in any particular order. I just wanted to make sure I hit you with some great bullet points. I think we have maybe like 5 here. And then, of course, in true fashion, Candice has a bonus. All right, so let's get into it. First, being featured in media publications is not the final solution. You have to have a strategy in place that is truly going to be your golden ticket. Just like creating a press release and putting it on the wire, and you say, hey, well, I have this event. I got a press release put together and it's on the wire. That sounds great. It's definitely needed, but who is going to work it, right? And just because your press release is on the wire does not mean that someone comes across it and sees it and says, okay, we want to interview this person, right? So please remember that when you are, you know, looking to hire someone, it really is more than a media interview. You have to have strategy, because your strategy is essentially going to be your guide, right? This blueprint that you have. And as you know, just like if you're going somewhere that you're not too familiar, you may know a little bit the vicinity of where it is. What do? You get on your Google Maps or Waze. I use Waze over here. But you're going to bring up something on your phone because you're kind of familiar, but you're not. It's the same thing with the strategy. You may be familiar with like where you go, but you still need some direction of where you're going. That is going to be the golden key. So please note that media publications, that is not that final solution, right, of what you want to do and what you want to accomplish, rather it's your life or, you know, within your career. Number two, you are building a team for longevity. I'm going to repeat that. You are building a team for longevity. What do I mean by that? So at least let me say this, this is where you should be, where your mindset should be of when you're making the decision to invest in PR, right? And you want the longevity because you don't want to operate in the mindset of, hey, you know, my book is releasing in the next like 3 months. I need to hire a publicist or a PR agency and they're going to get me all these media interviews and then we're out. Absolutely not. Right? You do not want to be the person that says, this is what I need. You want to get into the space, shake it up, and then put it back down. That is actually the very opposite. So when you are making that decision that you want to embark on this journey, because that's what it is. And I'll say this, in my opinion, I feel that once you pick up PR, it actually is something that you actually should not put down. Why? Because there's always going to be something going on. I think a lot of people get lost in, well, I don't have a book coming out. I don't have an event. I don't, I wasn't on this top 40 list or whatever the sort. No, there's always something going on of where once you decide to invest in PR, please know there's so many different ways of how your team or your publicist is going to continue to be able to amplify what you're doing and have you in the forefront of people's minds if they need a quote, right? Or if they need, someone to feature on a list or anything of the sort. Again, you're building a team for longevity. You're building that support. Number three, social media guidance. I actually will run that back again. Social media guidance. So not to be confused with management, but guiding you on how to repurpose your content, the importance of BTS, that means behind the scenes, in particular, like, hey, Tiffany, I see that you're going to be, you know, facilitating a workshop. Definitely bring your tripod, or if you don't have that, bring some books and you can pop up your phone, face it to you. You can time lapse it and you can show the day in the life, or you want to do, you know, different clips. You can do that, right? So it's so much more. Again, even at number three, it's so much more than a media interview when you're thinking about PR. We already said they're going to be the ones that are creating the strategy. They're providing you this guide on where you're going to be going. And then they're going to be serving on your team, and it's going to be, you know, longevity. That's where your mindset is going to be. And then three, we're at on the social media side, because here's the thing. I know we've had some clients, and here's the thing. They just have not had it, you know, in their budget, which we definitely understand, of where they hired us for PR. But I've seen, I'm like, oh, we need to like really, you know, help them with their social media, because there's so many things that I would see that they're missing. Let's say that they were, featured in, you know, on, excuse me, like Refinery 29, and they don't share with their audience, right? And so what we added in our scope, you know, with our clients is that we will provide you social media guidance. Again, doesn't mean that we're creating the copy or, you know, the graphics or the, you know, your calendar for social media, but we can guide you. So when something goes live, we'll say, hey, so-and-so, remember to share with your audience of what you're doing. We can guide them as of, hey, have you thought about this, you know, when you're creating a reel, right? Because we know, because we're looking at it in the lens of visibility. So number four of why this is more than a media interview is relationship building on your behalf. So you are not bombarded as you are moving with your business or your personal brand. As you guys know, look, at the end of the day, everyone is busy. I cannot say I am more busy than the next person, you know, to my right, my left, and, you know, in front of me or back of me, right? All of us are busy. And so when you hire your publicist or your PR agency, they are going to be building those relationships, right? And what I mean by that is building relationships, of course, with other publicists, because there may be an opportunity that has come through with this publicist and they say, this isn't a good for me, but I know Candace just shared that at her agency, they represent someone who is in mental health. Maybe this will be a great fit, right? That's the relationship building. And then of course, naturally with the media, sending out those warm hello emails, letting them know, hey, we came across a great article and you were highlighting individuals within, you know, the mental health space. We just wanted to send over an email to introduce ourselves. We now represent XYZ. They're an expert in 1, 2, 3, right? That is what they're going to be doing. And so this then opens it up of where you can then solely focus on what you are doing, right? You can operate in your zone of genius. That was number four, right? Yes. Then number five, your cheerleader, right? Now, there may be some publicists that say, who, Candace? I'm not here to be that. But what I mean is, this is the person that is going to encourage you, right, on your visibility journey, reminding you that, hey, you know, you're doing great. Hey, your voice is needed, right? Your voice is needed within your industry. People are waiting on you to speak, or they're waiting on you to write this op-ed to, you know, give your feedback. They're waiting on you to create this blog post because they need this information, right? It's someone who is essentially, of course, is serving you through partnership. That's what I mean by a cheerleader. You know, before you have, let's say, your interview, they're saying, hey, have a great interview. Before you go live on IG, hey, have a great, IG live. Before you have a workshop, hey, I hope the workshop goes well. Let us know how it is, right? And the bonus, investing in PR can be very much a big decision. That's why, you know, I honestly want to be very mindful when I'm sharing tips of when I'm, you know, giving feedback on, you know, specifically with this episode of It's More Than a Media Interview, is that it is a big decision, right? But just remember what you're missing out on. That's always what I try to, you know, I guess come across with this message, is just think about, and here's the thing, this is only for someone that you're in the space of where you want to amplify the work that you're doing. You want to amplify your voice because maybe you're sick and tired of turning on the news and saying, oh, this is the incorrect information. I need to show them the new way of this, of how to be productive. I actually was just talking to my COO, and she is a productivity coach. I'm just going to give her that title as well. And she wants people to be more smart when it comes to being productive in their day, right? And so that's the thing, is that just remember what you're missing out on, because someone is working on your behalf of saying, this is why you need to talk to this person. Or, hey, remember, we work with this client. So if anything, you know, comes your way, please let us know, right? And then also, it's having that consistency, right? Is, you know, making that big decision of investing in PR, is that you can now have consistency on your team when you're wanting to grow. Again, this is for someone that is operating in the space of wanting to grow and build your social presence, because you're tired of seeing certain people always talk about something and you're like, no, I think there's another way. I've done it myself and I know that I can inspire people, right? So a quick recap. right? Of why, when you are deciding to hire someone, that it is more than a media interview. At the end of the day, I really want people to understand it is not just you hire somebody and say, okay, next 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Time. Next 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Forbes or whatever other like publication, because there's so many out there. I'm going to be on the local news. I'm going to be on the local radio. It's like, no, I want to challenge you guys to expand your mindset of saying, yes, that's just a small part of it. Small part of it, right? So the 5 points that I gave plus the bonus quick recap is being featured in media publications. That's not your final solution. It's having that strategy in place. Number two, you're building a team for longevity, right? And you have that support. You have that person, that sounding board. Hey, I have an idea. What do you think, right? Number three, the social media guidance, because a lot of you guys are missing opportunities. And so when you're hiring someone, they can assist you with that. Again, that has nothing to do with securing a media interview, but they can assist you with that. Relationship building on your behalf when it comes to publicists, even the public, let's say, right? And also the reporter/journalist and your cheerleader. At the end of the day, that person is always going to encourage you on your visibility journey. And the bonus is, yes, recognizing that investing in PR is a huge decision, but always think about what you're missing out on. And if you already know that you are not being consistent on what you are doing, you're doing amazing work. You have this great conference that's coming and you just do not have consistency on talking about it and letting people know about it. That is what your publicist or your PR agency is going to be doing, is assisting you with being consistent in growing your brand and your social presence. So, in conclusion, when you think about PR, do not always think about, you know, you're wanting to hire them because solely I need to be seen here. It is truly a partnership that, you know, that you want to embark on when you're looking to grow. Again, this is for someone that is looking to grow and you know, go to new heights. It is a partnership that can take you to new heights if you respect what they are bringing to the table. Again, you have to respect the individual, if it's a publicist or if it's the PR agency, the team. Just know that they are always working on your behalf 150% all the time. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that it will assist you in changing your mindset on why you want to invest in PR. Again, it is more than a media interview. As always, if you ever have an idea as a topic, please let us know and message us at The Virtual Publicist on IG or via email at hello@thevirtualpublicist.com. See you soon again on the airwaves.